Welcome to the Snags Podcast for another week.
It's great to be here.
Mate, we're in a brand new location.
We are.
We're actually in a proper studio now.
We are in a studio that I set up.
Yeah. This is Lindsay's setup studio. We're standing where we've got stuff on the walls.
Yeah.
There's like four mics in here.
Yeah, on a table. There's a mixer. There's a VO mic in the corner. A bunch of equipment.
This is legit. This is, and like, ironically, the least legit podcast has been recorded. This is way too good of a setup for us.
We've made it.
No, I don't think we have. This is like going to the bloody Louvre in Paris and sticking up a piece of bloody like art that you bought from a $2 shop.
I drew this and I've crayoned with my left hand.
That's what I feel like in here.
No, Michael, you're putting yourself down. This podcast has a lot of quality.
No, I'm not putting myself down. I'm putting the podcast down.
Don't you?
And that's fine.
I guess.
It's been a while since we've had a podcast.
That's true.
A couple of things to catch up on. You're now living in your house here. That's cool.
I think we've talked about that.
We've mentioned that. We talked about
my trash couch.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other trash items that I found.
Yeah, that's we've covered off on that.
Yep.
One thing that is not super new in my life, but I've had some new improvements too. It's the old dinghy lens. The old dinghy.
I gotta say, I was scrambling for something. I was just like,
what's he got? What's he doing?
He's got some kind of disease or something. Someone's giving me less grief.
That'd be a pretty interesting way to introduce me having a disease.
Just forgetfulness. I'm like, is he remembering things better now?
No, the dinghy.
Okay, what's happened with the dinghy? Tell me.
Well, you and I actually went to take out the dinghy one day, didn't we?
Yep.
And it was less eventful because we couldn't get it started.
That's right. Well, yeah. I was pulling the string, trying to get going.
This is the first time that you'd ever been out on it.
Yeah.
And I felt like I let you down a bit because it just didn't want to work.
No, it was fine.
But I went and got it serviced.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, it was one of the most like expensive. Anxiety. No, it wasn't that expensive. It was just the anxiety behind it was crazy because I think I'm sure this is very clear to most people listening that I know absolutely nothing about boats.
I don't think you even know which way to go with the red and the green. Which way is left?
I don't know. I told you, like, I've got no idea. But the whole thing is like,
Is red. Just remember that.
Right is red. Good to know.
That's how I remember. Right is red.
Easy to remember.
Yep.
But I don't know anything about boats at all, and because I got a boat that is small enough and a small enough engine
that you don't need to know the rules.
Yeah, that you don't need a license. You don't even need a license. That's like saying to someone, like, you can get a motorbike 50cc and not have to have a license for it. You can just drive it around, which technically I think used to be the case in Queensland.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think they're getting rid of that, aren't
they? Yeah, I think it's done now. But yeah, when I went to schoolies, I know it was like that. But I was smart enough to think, like, if I get on one of these bikes, I'm going to kill myself. So I'm not going to do that.
Fair enough.
So I don't know what I'm doing. I had to take this motor, get it serviced right.
Okay.
I don't know what I did, but somehow I managed to find a service place that I don't think they'd ever serviced an engine as small as the one that I brought to them. Like, I walked in there and there was fishing boats that looks like military fucking aircraft carriers. They were massive. They like service super yachts at this place.
Jeez.
So I rang them to start with and I was like, hey, do you guys service motors, right?
Yeah.
And they were just like, yeah, of course we service motors.
Well,
like,
that's
literally what we do.
We're talking about turbine, we're talking about coal, we're talking nuclear. Exactly. Yeah. What are we talking? We got them all.
And I said, do you guys do like 5, you know, horsepower motors? And they're just like, and then I just kind of, I heard like a bit of whispering in the background and stuff. And they're just like, oh yeah, we can do that. I rock up there and like,
does anyone know how to do a 5-horsepower motor? Yeah,
does anyone have any idea how small of a motor this is?
Just like, it's like a putt-putt boat with little candles.
Yeah, pretty much the exact same
one
thing.
One shade up.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's actually 3 horsepower, right? So I roll in there, like, because I can physically carry my outboard. Like, it's fairly light. And I roll up in there and they're just like, oh, so that's your motor. Yep, sweet. They give me a piece of paper and they're like, can you just fill this out? And there is columns on this piece of paper. I didn't know 80% of what to put into this. It's like serial number, like mooring number, like all of this stuff. And then the lady comes up to me and looks at it and goes, you know what? I can just fill that out for you. There's like 3 things you have to put in there. Like the rest of it, don't worry about it because that has no bearing on you. Yeah, no bearing on your boat whatsoever. So there's so many things, like where it's moored and like the power of the bloody
It's extra... a whole nother world that you're just kind of dipping into.
Yeah, yeah.
That you just realize that boating is just out there. It's really something else.
Yeah. So I set that all up. The lady at the desk was very nice about it. Hates her kids for some reason. And she started telling me about that. That's just an offside.
Apparently,
this lady had such a bean of honor about her kids. She was like, oh, so this is what actually happened. I should tell you this.
Tell.
I was there with my dad, actually, because my dad was around. And I went along and I realized I'd forgotten to bring my wallet.
And typical Michael snitch.
I always bring my wallet. That's the thing. Like, I always bring my wallet. But I didn't have it with me. And they're like, oh, you need to put down a credit card number. Like, we won't charge it, but you got to put one down. And I had to turn it down. I was just like, oh, can I just put down your credit card? And he was like, oh, yeah, of course. And then this lady looks at me. She's just like, typical. Typical bloody millennials, huh? Like looking at dad trying to like relate to him. And I mean, people would know this, but I've never really like used my parents' credit card for anything in my life at
all. Yeah,
okay. Like I'm just not that kind of person.
But she's throwing shade.
But she's throwing the heaviest shade at me. Like, oh, I'm bloody using your parents' money. I'm like, my God. And then she started whinging about her kids. Like, oh, I've got these bloody mid-20s kids at home and they refuse to move out of home. I'm just like an ATM for them. And I'm like, mate, I don't care.
No one wants to hear your sad story.
My tiny 5-horsepower moto service.
We just want to putt around the waters. Can we just get this done?
Yeah. Anyway, long story short, I have it sitting there in front of the shop. Yeah. Lady's like, guy's going to come around and get it for you.
Yeah.
Dude comes around. Obviously, she hasn't told him what type of motor this is. He comes around. He's like, oh, whereabouts is it? Is it in the back of your car? Because we had the car park there.
Yeah, yeah.
And just like, isn't the trailer or something? I'm like, and it's literally like at my side as he's saying this. I'm like, nah, it's here. And I point directly down. He's just like, oh, shit. Sorry, I thought it was like an actual motor. Like, oh, man, come on. Like, just trying to have a bit of fun here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so lesson learned. Don't go to a marine like servicing place for ultra yachts when you've got a 5-horsepower dinghy motor.
Okay, lesson learned.
Yeah, because you'll feel like less of a man if you go there.
But like, at least you weren't like overcompensating. Like, it's just like this.
If anything, I was undercompensating. Yeah, for sure.
Now I hear you, man. There's been some like troubles with myself in the sense of motors.
So you have a disease. Oh, okay.
No, I'm fine.
You never really know.
I never really know. But hear me out. I've got to ask a question. There was a traffic jam the other day just near my house. And a good friend of ours, Matt Wallace, just lives around the corner.
Right.
Yeah. On Windsor Road, right next to me.
Local boy.
And there's a traffic jam and it's on Windsor Road. And it's just, I've got to turn down my road. And turns out there's a car accident. Someone's rammed at the back of someone, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in my car just like, fucking come on. Just, I just want to get home. I'm so close. Who do I see helping out? It's Matt Wallace.
Oh, it's a local boy.
It's a local boy.
He's helping out with the car accident.
What
is he doing?
Like, he is, I got to say, he's the man in charge.
He's like directing people.
He's talking to someone, and then he runs across traffic to help someone else, and I think he's about to push a car. Like, Matt Wallace
I mean, that's a fair call. I'm actually surprised you weren't out there doing it. I mean, that feels like the manly thing to... Let me out.
And he's with two other guys. There's a whole bunch of people. The accident's over.
Sure.
But he's like, all right, we got to... It's in the second lane, and in the first lane, close to the gutter, they need to push it over there.
Right.
The car that's stopped. And the traffic's just flowing through.
Okay.
So this is where it hits a critical mark. Is he's behind this car trying to push it, trying to get it over.
Mm-hmm.
And the traffic's flowing through. And I happen to fall into the place where I have to drive past.
Right. So this is the decision you have to make. Do you stop and let them go? Or do you just blast through and leave them in the dust?
I went.
Yep.
And Matt Wallace, our friend, happened to be on the side closest to me.
And he saw you.
And he saw me and I saw him. And I'm just like, look, there's heaps of people behind me. I got to keep this thing flowing.
Yeah, and
it's the crowd behind me.
So you did the absolute absolutely no bare minimum, basically.
I didn't do bare minimum. I did nothing.
You did absolutely nothing.
Nothing. There's no bare minimum. I got there, drove through, looked him in the eye, and did not stop to help and drove on home.
Just revved out of there.
Now, look, there's plenty of help going around. There's people doing heaps around.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know if my generosity is really needed here. I think people can handle this situation. Matt Wallace is the man in charge here.
Well, look, you know what?
Am I a dick?
No, to be fair, I'd much rather have Matt Wallace in charge than you.
You know what? That's fine.
That's fine. What can you do?
Is it just one of those things?
Sometimes you're just in a bit of a mood as well where you're just like, people just need to sort their own shit out. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just easier to not get involved with things.
And I know this situation is going to resolve itself because Matt Wallace is there. He's a man to take charge.
He really is, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, this situation is going to resolve.
He's set.
Yeah,
he's set.
It's fine.
Have you seen him since?
No. But I'm not looking forward to it.
Are you avoiding seeing him since then?
I'm not inviting him
to anything. Should we give him a call now? Just ask him about it.
Say, hey, Matt.
Yeah.
How were the other day?
Did you actually need some assistance there? And I guarantee he'll be like, absolutely.
So, yeah, could have used another set of hands just to push that car, mate.
Yeah, probably. Well, or you could have stopped the flow of traffic with your car and let him go.
I could have.
That would have been, because that would have been the bare minimum. Would have been the absolute bare minimum to
just do. Just like, go on.
Because you're not even getting out of the car. You're just literally
braking.
Just braking your car.
And letting them push it around.
But you couldn't even do that.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Every man to himself.
It's a very grey situation.
Yeah. So this is the main thing that we learn from this is that you don't want Lindsay around when you're in a car accident. Because he would be zero help.
I was like, I used to stop and help, but then my great-grandmother said, watch out because people break down intentionally and then rob you. So I was like, okay, I'm never stopping for anyone ever again.
When has that ever happened?
Apparently it happened.
Did she grow up in South Africa or something?
I don't know. I don't know. She told me it. She said, never stop. And I was like, okay, great-grandmother. Thank you.
Yeah, see, I feel like you're going to tell your great-grandkids that as well. Yet you say that, but for no other reason than you're just like, just don't bother.
Don't
worry about it, guys.
You know, people have got to sort their shit out.
Yeah.
Just like you said.
Mate, sorting shit out.
Yeah.
This is going to be one of the best segues ever. You know when I had my shit sorted out? The year 2000.
Oh, yeah. I've been 20 years too late. Yeah, 19 years too late. Mm.
I was listening to a podcast recently, and I think it's called The Y2K Problem. It's got Y2K in the title.
Okay.
Very good podcast. Done by the same guys that did Where is Richard Simmons? Or The Missing Richard Simmons?
Okay, yeah.
Popular podcast. Very interesting, but it got me thinking, right? It's all about the Y2K problem.
Yeah.
And they were chatting to some of these like computer experts there.
I'm sorry, can I just interrupt for a second? I know you're telling a story.
Yeah.
I am so enthralled about the whole Y2K movement. It's just such a phenomenon, isn't it? It's so interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting.
I don't want to say I'm just like this is telling a story. I am very
well, good. I've got some stuff for you then.
Okay, go. Keep going. I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's not really stuff. It just got me thinking about it as well.
Yeah.
Because you and I are we're kids of the, you know, the year 2000.
Yeah. Well, 12.
Because we were 12 when it happened.
Yeah.
So we were young enough that we didn't really know what was going on, but old enough to remember it.
Can I just interrupt for a second?
If you're going to tell me what you were doing on the 9th, that was basically what I was going to ask you anyway.
Okay.
Like what you were doing on the year 2000.
Okay, so just for, like 1999, New Year's Eve, I was at Nelson, actually, at my auntie's house.
That's where I used to live.
Yeah, it was literally 2 minutes from your house.
Oh, there you go. And my parents still live there. Yeah.
And I had a popper, and I was like ready to like break in the new year.
And I had a popper too. Weren't they the best things?
They were really good. Yeah. And we're not talking about poppers as you drink in Australia. We're talking about like these little things that you plastic.
And party poppers.
Party poppers. Like you pull a little string and a little stream is coming.
Everyone knows what party poppers
are. Okay, just making sure for our international listeners or people of the past or future. Who knows?
It's basically the only fireworks we're allowed to have in Australia now.
But I'm on this hill and I'm looking out at like everything at the lights.
Mm.
And like an 10 minutes earlier, my brother had come up to me, and I was a worried kid. I worry about a lot of things.
Worried kid and worried adult.
he had told me, hey, no one knows what's going to happen. Apparently, all the nukes in the world are going to explode at once.
He told you this how long until?
About 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes.
And I was so scared.
Wow.
I was so scared. I was like looking out, I'm like, fucking this whole place is going to light up, holding this pop. I'm just
that's amazing.
Like really stressed. I was so stressed for a 12-year-old.
That is the ultimate Big Brother move right there.
Oh,
the
my ultimate. God.
Just like, hey, FYI, little bro. We're probably all going to die in 10 minutes. Anyway, have fun.
It's just like September 11, he kicked in my door. We're at war!
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Man. Well, people don't know that story.
Oh, yeah.
That when September 11 happened.
Yeah. I was just snoozing in my bed.
You were still asleep because we're in Australia, obviously. Yep. It was, we found about it in
on the
morning.
Next day, on the 12th.
Yeah, yeah, on the morning of it. And your brother.
Yeah, kicks in the door and screams, "We're at war!" And I fucking flipped. I jumped up. Where? Who? When? What's happening? And then like, is war happening? Are we going to die? It was so stressful.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it wasn't wrong in a way, but it was pretty dramatic to kick in the door.
And I was trying to, and then just trying to figure out the two towers situation. So we've gone way off track.
Yeah, we have. Yeah,
but my brother is a bit of a dick.
That's what we've learned from this. Kind of, he was kind of a dick.
So I'm going to say I was very stressed.
Yeah.
Ringing in the year 2000.
Amazing. So that was in Nelson as well. I think I was also very close to Nelson. I think I was at a local hall as well.
Okay.
But I think the weird thing about the Y2K thing, and that's what something they talk about in this podcast, is that there was a whole bunch of computer guys, right? Because the whole thing about Y2K was that all the computers were going to kind of fuck up because of the date.
Yeah, they didn't know what changing was going
to
take over.
Yeah, to go back to 1900 instead of going to the year 2000, right?
Yeah.
A bunch of these computer dudes knew that, like, knew the problem and then also knew that a bunch of these computers, nothing was going to be affected.
Yeah.
But they kept it to themselves. And some of these dudes, and this is one of the most Lindsay things I've ever heard in my life, they were just like, let's sell them like a Y2K protection. Like, because no one actually has enough knowledge about it to know that it's not going to happen. But we know that it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But you would just go out there and be like, just in case shit goes down.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to go down. Here, you can have like a $2,000 Y2K protection on a computer or something.
Yeah, because every small business owner goes, well, I can't lose all my records.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I will just buy this thing just in case.
Yeah. But you know what the crazy thing is?
What?
Apparently, there is another one coming.
What, in year 3000?
It's not, no, it's not year 3000, no. There's another one coming up, and I'm sorry, I should have researched which one it is, but it's not that far away. It's like 2030 something.
34?
34? Yeah, 2034 or something like that.
Why is that?
But it's like a similar thing where it's going to like, the date itself is going to kind of throw the computers into disarray. So I'm like, this is Y2K 2.0. Pretty crazy, right?
Michael, you can't just say that because we don't know what date that is. Like, it could be like, is it 1, 2, 3, 4? Like, what is it? Like,
I don't know. All I know is that when I saw what date it was, I was like, that's not that far away.
Like, in the next 2 years?
It's not 2 years. It's like, I think it's somewhere in the 2030s.
Okay.
So that's not too far.
Okay.
That's like 15 years away. You know, right in the middle there.
Well, hopefully I'll be dead by then.
We can only
hope. So I won't have to deal with that.
We can only hope.
Michael, this is dead knowledge. But I don't have to worry about this.
You know what? I cannot wait, though. Because, like, we'll probably have, you know, wives and kids by then. Yeah. I'll definitely have a wife by
You'll
then.
Definitely have a wife.
I'll have a wife in 2 months, actually. But yeah, hopefully. But I'm absolutely going to come around on that New Year's Eve. And then 10 minutes before it hits the thing, I'll be like, hey, Linz, mate.
Don't do it.
So, you know, when we were doing that podcast 15 years ago and I mentioned this.
Oh, no.
This is the year. This is it.
If
10
you
minutes
do
to
that,
go.
Man, I'm going to be so pissed 10 and minutes stressed. To
go. What are you going to do? If you got 10 minutes to go, what do you do then? Like, I mean, obviously, you didn't do much when you thought you had 10 minutes to live when you were 12.
I was just holding the popper for like 10 minutes.
Like, what? Like, you were just too scared.
I was really scared.
Yeah.
I was super scared.
But what do you do now, though? Like, you have 10 minutes to go. What are you doing?
10 minutes to live. And is it like a certain death or just like a really uncertain 50-50?
No, it's a guaranteed, like, you're gone.
Oh, come on, man. Like, New Year's Eve. And, like, are we, like, the only people knowing and everyone else is going to celebrate? It's like this really weird situation where we're going to get instant death.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thinks they're going to have a great party.
Yeah, yeah. But everyone's going to die. And only you know. And I know. But like, yeah. So what do you do?
Jesus, Michael.
Yeah, I know. It's a big question.
Maybe I'll just say, guys, let's celebrate this 10 minutes early.
What do you mean?
Celebrate. I'd go around and fix all the clocks.
And wait, so you just want to have the celebration, so you just want to be like, Happy New Year, and that's what you want to do for the last 10 minutes?
Maybe.
I guess it's better than nothing.
I'm like, I don't know.
I thought you'd be like, you know, say, you know, tell your long lost love you miss her or something, or, you know, call your parents.
No, they hate me.
Oh, yeah, fair call.
I've tried. Like, I was like, you know, when you're dark moments, like, hey, how you going? Life's a bit rough. What are you up to? It's like, don't talk to me. I'm like, you know what? That's fine. That's okay.
Yeah, well, it's only 10 minutes to go anyway, so it's fuck like, you. Yeah,
don't come to my funeral.
Well, you know, that's. I'm glad that we figured out some stuff to do in those 10 minutes. I couldn't actually think of anything either. I mean, it's too...
I know what I'd do.
Oh, okay. We got there. Yeah.
It's nothing great. I would jump in a pool, just fully clothed. I'd love to do that.
That's a pretty
cool
one.
And everyone's like, Lindsay's in the pool. What a cool guy. And that's the last thing they remember. I'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, I am.
I'm down with that. That's what I want to do. Just fucking just jump in the pool. Wow, Lindsay's such a crazy dude.
That's fantastic.
That's what I'll do.
How about this? Would you stream something from your phone to use up the last of your data for the last 10 minutes? Because just recently... Something's changed in your life, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. So I am no longer heating up my sneakers in my microwave on a Domino's box. I've moved on.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. One day, my shoes got wet and I wanted to go for a run. So I thought you could microwave shoes. I looked it up.
Okay.
So I was microwaving my shoes and I didn't want them to melt onto my thing. So I put them on like a Domino's lid. Worked great.
Oh, so it actually worked?
Yeah, it worked.
Wow, that's amazing.
So you can microwave clothing. To dry, but I've moved on.
You've moved on from that.
I've moved on from that. I've now got 30 gig of data.
What is that? Well, I don't understand how those two things relate.
I'd say, like, you know, life was pretty shit when Lindsay first moved here. Now life is great.
Okay, so that's
so it's a bit of a contrast.
That's the opposite end. Yes. It's like heating up your shoes in the microwave.
Yeah.
Now 30 gigs of data.
Have you heated up your shoes in the microwave?
No, I've never done that. I feel like my place would stink if
oh,
I
it
that.
Does stink.
Oh, okay,
it, so does it does really stink. You really gotta like open up a lot of windows after. I was like, holy shit, I did not expect this.
So you didn't mention that part.
No, well, only because I just forgot, like, conveniently.
Oh, yeah.
But if you microwave wet shoes...
We have so much fun microwaving issues that you forgot how much it fucking reeks.
It's fucking bad, mate.
Okay.
The
point I was trying to get onto...
Okay, well, okay, let's get back to the segue.
Is that you now have, like, basically unlimited data on your phone?
I have so much data. And I have lived my life... in a phone plan where you can't use that much data. Mm. I've been on 1 or 2 gigs and just been like, oh, can't use much. I now have like, I was meant to get 10 gigs.
Yeah.
They've signed me up for 30 gigs and I'm still paying the 10 gig rate. So now I have so much data, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
I'm using it rather than Wi-Fi. I'm just streaming everything. I'm driving to work, like streaming YouTube. Just like, I don't care. Like,
you're not meant to be watching videos while you're
I'm
driving.
I'm not watching it. Usually it's music videos and I just close the cover.
Okay.
And I'll have a music playlist. And I just go, play. It just goes.
Actually, speaking of YouTube.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned this a while ago, that you thought if we got enough people together, that we could get a family plan of YouTube bread.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How's that going?
I thought you had some development.
I had no development. I was just wondering if you'd managed to get a couple of people
together. I'd be down for it.
A pretty good idea, to be honest. Because that means you can
Because everyone
videos.
Does it with Spotify and everyone does it with Netflix, right?
Yeah. I'm on my fiance's family plan now. Like on their family.
On the Netflix?
Yeah. No, not on the Netflix, on the Spotify.
On the Spotify.
Which I am just in love with.
Yeah, so my mate gave me his account and I'm loving it.
So you're on someone else's family plan.
I'm on someone else's family plan.
Technically just about to become part of their family, but you're just on a random other person's family.
Because I couldn't get enough momentum of my family.
Right.
My family is kind of like broken bridge. Not broken bridges, just everyone's in their own.
Not at all. All fine.
They're all ships in the harbor doing their own little things. So it's just like, come on, guys, let's do this together. And it's just like hard.
That's fair.
It was a massive achievement to get Mum a smartphone.
Mm.
And then the next fucking monumental step was getting everyone on WhatsApp. You do not know how long those two things took me.
Yeah.
You were telling me your fiance's does that, right? Her family's on the WhatsApp group.
Yeah, they've just got their own group.
And when you told me that like years ago, I was like, that's Fantastic. Yeah. That's superb.
That's the way to go.
It took me 3 years.
Mm.
3 years, Snitch, 3 years. Mate.
That's
maybe two and a half, but it took more than two.
That's a lot of nagging to get him all installed and stuff.
Mum did not want a smartphone.
No.
Anyway. No.
She was still rocking with the Nokia 3310.
She loved it. So now, what am I talking about?
Oh, you were just talking about data.
Talking about data or family plans. I don't know. Just really hot in here.
Yeah. It is extremely
should
hot.
Should we turn the fan back on?
I think we should.
Okay, that's a nice, cool breeze.
Okay, so we're figuring out. We just kind of.
We got it. Okay, you and I. This is the problem, Snitch, mate. Is that you and I?
You're pointing at me as you say this. Yeah,
are very unique individuals in our entertainment consumption. No one that we know consumes entertainment like you and I.
Right.
That's the problem.
Well, because they're all in our same age group, and they're all still stuck with TV and
TV or Netflix,
yeah,
or Stan. You and I are just YouTube heads,
yeah.
And there's millions of people like us, but we just don't meet them.
They're all 10 years younger than us,
yeah.
Because that is the new medium now.
Yeah,
it's Netflix or it's YouTube. Okay, as well. Yeah.
So what if we just got some teenagers in a mall and just like, hey.
That's already sounding way too creepy.
Okay.
Don't rock up to teenagers at a mall and say, hey. That's already too far.
Okay. We got to go, how do we approach people to join our YouTube family? That's what we need.
We need to give them the...
Because we're just two asses to pay for the full subscription and split it. We just need more people to chip in.
You know what? If someone is on the YouTubes...
Who?
And it's going to blow your mind. It's Dad. My dad... Peter Snitch is on the YouTubes and he is loving it.
Like subscriptions, channels, everything?
No, he hasn't quite done that yet. But he's starting to experience now what we know as the YouTube rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Where you start on one video and you just go through related videos, blah, blah, blah. And suddenly it's been 3 hours.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about it. And I'm just like, oh my God, Dad, you've experienced a rabbit hole. This is like a very millennial thing to experience. Yeah. I don't think you understand.
Yeah.
But he goes on there. And more power to him, because this is what he's interested in. But he goes on there and watches marching band music.
I'm actually going to his band
You're
thing
going
next
to his
week.
Gig, yeah. going to the gig of his marching band.
I actually got a ticket and another ticket just in case I have to take a date.
You're going to take a date to a marching band. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a great day out, but they might be expecting something a little different when you say music.
No, but if I take them and then your dad approaches me and goes, how you going? I'm like, that's as clear. Winner.
I guess so.
Someone from the marching band comes in like, oh, hey, Peter Snitch, how you going?
I don't think that's
quite
the
day goes, you know them? I'm like,
they're a marching band.
I know a few of them.
It's not like,
which is obviously a lie, but you know.
It's not like knowing the Kings of Leon, though. It's just a fucking marching band, dude. It's just my dad.
But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It looks impressive.
I guess it does.
If
you
know someone that everyone's watching, I think that's kind of cool.
So. You can just say, like, when they're like, so who is that? And you just be like, ah, it's my dad.
It's my dad. It looks nothing like it.
Might as well be. It's close enough.
Second dad. Okay, so hang on. Are you proposing, because we're way off track here.
Oh, yeah.
I think the heat got to us.
Yeah. We've just actually both got heat stroke in the middle of this podcast.
The podcast was going so well and we just kind of bugged out. Mm. Okay, sorry for listeners. Just stay with us. We're still kind of doing this.
Yeah.
So are you proposing that you, your dad, and I... Which is correct English of saying that.
Yeah, congratulations. Yes. Yes, it is.
Kind of use a trifecta force and go into a YouTube family plan.
Yeah. But I reckon...
Does that mean I'm part of the Snitch family?
I think after all these years, Linz, that you are officially going to become part of the Snitch family.
Why the YouTube subscription?
And you're going to beat Yana to the fucking pit by 2 months. She's going to be pissed.
I want
to
do that so bad.
So you'd be like, oh, so here you guys, you know, becoming a family, but too bad. Linz is already in.
That might make the wedding speech.
Yeah, Linz is
already part of it, you know.
I'm already part of it because, you know,
it's like
YouTube Red.
This celebration is something, but YouTube Red.
I mean, come on, guys, they're pretty good. Anybody else want to join the family?
YouTube Red rings?
Actually, you know the first time I heard YouTube Red? I actually didn't realize it was YouTube Red. I thought it was RedTube, which is a porn site. It's like, it's weird that they've been advertising on here.
But why? Hang on. Whoa. Let's think about this. Why would the people at YouTube Red, when they're marketing and thinking of a name to call their premium service, call it something that's so close to a porn site?
Yeah.
Like, that's on them, to
be
fair.
I guess it is.
That's not your fault. I mean, I think that's their fault.
I think, I mean, technically their logo is red. That's where they've got it from. But
you could go on YouTube Plus.
Yeah,
well, YouTube Extra.
Google's got that. But they're shutting it down.
What?
Google Plus is done. It's finished.
Oh, yeah. Have you gone back on and seen your old posts and seen your old photos?
I didn't put anything on there, man. I had, like, I think you had to set up a profile if you had YouTube or something.
Yeah.
For a while, you had to have one.
Yeah.
So I set one up, but it's just like a profile photo. That's it. I don't have any posts on there. What did you post on there?
I post, does anyone use this anymore? And that was like after a year, and someone else came into, oh, yeah, we're still using it.
Oh, that's all right then. That's perfect.
Okay. I really haven't got much more to talk about.
And, mate, and I'm just drenched in sweat.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Can we just rename this the Hotbox Studio, please?
Hotbox 2.0.
It's a hot... Although, I got to say, the fan does help a lot.
The fan does help a little. Mm. I do have the Esky.
Oh, no, we don't want to get the Esky out, mate. I can't believe you're still using that.
I really like it.
So, can you explain what that is for the listeners?
Okay, so I have this Esky, and I put we cut this hole in, maybe my dad. Mm. We got a fan from down the back, because he's an electrician. He's just got a whole bunch of just electrical equipment laying everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's a fan that's on the side of a toilet. So,
okay.
You know, like a toilet room. A public toilet room.
Right, okay, yeah.
And
so it's like one of those ventilation fans.
It's a ventilation fan. It's just a small one, popped it onto the top, screwed it on, and then got like a 90 degree turn bend. I think it's...
PVC, isn't it?
PVC, I don't know how big it is. It's fairly big. It's like a standard plumbing size. And then I just make big blocks of ice overnight, and then I, out of water in the freezer, pop them in, and then just turn it on overnight and just have it going. Just cool the room down.
So I'd like to remind people here that Lindsay has air conditioning.
No. Sometimes I have the AC on for 2 hours and this thing keeps going all night. So the AC brings it down, this thing sustains.
Wow. I actually have never tried it, but I just feel like it's not going to be anywhere near as good as you make it sound.
It's all right.
It's okay?
It's okay.
Okay.
Like, I'm not talking it up. I'm just saying it's better than nothing.
It's very well, that is true. It's true.
That's all
Lindsay
I'm saying.
Lindsay knows nothing. He knows the bare minimum.
I know what nothing
feels
like. And it's sweaty. Yeah. And I'm like, I just need a little less sweat.
Yeah.
That's all I want. Just less sweat in bed.
All right. Well, let's go get some less sweat now and get out of this room.
Okay.
Wear the snags. Put a fork in us.
We're done.